Can your family survive a food shortage lasting 2 weeks, 6 months, or maybe longer? Sound far-fetched? We live in precarious times. There is an ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by terrorist attacks, natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse. You owe it to yourself and family to prepare, and you can by getting a supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods. Our foods are time-tested to store for decades, require a minimum of time and energy to prepare while maintaining superior nutritional value, freshness, and taste. Our foods were designed for the space program and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. Contact the Freeze Dry Guy today at freezedryguy@landsat.com. That's freezedryguy@landsat.com or call 530-265-8333. 530-265-8333 and let them know you heard it on American Voice Radio.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1 pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great week. We're at the end of the week. Man, I tell you, before you know it, summer's going to be done with. Just had Memorial Day. Labor Day's right around the corner, right? Well, we got a great show. We're going to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk Live. We are going to be talking about, you know, there really aren't any health saints out there. We all seem to, you know, do some really dumb stuff. So we're going to talk about some of the dumb stuff we do and how we can dig ourselves out of that hole. And we're also going to be talking about the benefits of juicing some of your fruits and vegetables and how that's going to help your system out. And if we get time, we'll also talk a little bit about diabetes and blood pressure. So we'll see how the hour rolls, how much information we can impart to you. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for them and America. Don't forget to pray for America while you're on the knees. God says, you know, if you seek his face and you repent, He will hear you and heal the land, and boy, don't we need some healing. We've got some tornadoes and flooding that's really affected our nation, and the poor people that have been affected by these things, they need our prayers too and help. So anything you can do, but do seek a God's face. Mind the time, because it's growing short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Well, first up, we're going to Denmark. Over there in Danish land, food safety laws, getting strict. Back in 2004, the Danes enacted some of the strictest food safety laws. They restrict the sale of any food products that contain added vitamins and minerals based on the premise that these nutrients are a threat to public health. Okay. The Danish restrictions allow only the sale of fortified foods and dietary supplements that have been pre-approved by their government. Gaining approval over there kind of works the same as here in the U.S. with the Food and Drug Administration, you know, and the kind of stuff that pharmaceutical drugs have to go through. You have to pay insanely large sums of money to a regulatory body that's in charge to purchase your approval for your product. Almost like, you know, buying a rating at the BBB. You know, sort of like that. Just more expensive. But Marion Oram, who is a shop owner over there in Denmark, says, quote, "It's becoming impossible to run a business in this country. We're not allowed to do anything anymore, and it's the way Denmark is going," end of quote. But what's scary is there's efforts underway to do the same thing here in the U.S. They're pushing highly restrictive measures right here in the United States. The passage of Senate Bill 510 and the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act, representing those global efforts to change the national food sovereignty and bring all nations under the same one umbrella regulatory system. Same thing Denmark's in. It's called the Food Harmonization Code, also known as Codex Alimentarius. Unless you stand up and do something, take some of this power grab back, man, you're going to be told what you can eat and what you can drink. You won't be able to have no garden like they were in California. That was terrible. Okay, what else we got? New mind-altering drugs. Oh, yes. Oh, good. Changing bad memories to good ones. That's the new pill underway, according to a study that's published by the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Researchers from the University of Montreal in Canada saying that this new drug called metirapinone, gonna block the stress hormone, the cortisol that appears to alter patients' memories and minimizes their recollection of negative events. Yeah, I bet you they're going to give it to, you know, soldiers for post-traumatic stress disorder. You watch. Basically, the metirapinone artificially lowers your cortisol level, interferes with the way that the brain stores the memory, and the alterations appear to remove the emotional aspects of the negative memories and give them a different basis in reality. It sort of changes the actual reality to artificial fantasy. Right. Next up in the quack report, E. coli, superbug outbreak in Germany. I don't know if you heard about that. They're attributing a lot of healthcare professionals are attributing the outbreak there to an abuse of antibiotics in the animal husbandry business area. Yeah, E. coli outbreak in Germany, describing a particular strain of E. coli that's extremely aggressive and toxic. Worst is it doesn't respond to any antibiotics. It makes it the world's first widespread superbug food infection, period. Of course, this isn't about cucumbers. They're saying, you know, the cucumbers are infected and making people sick. It's not about cucumbers. They're not dangerous. E. coli does not grow on cucumbers. No. E. coli is an intestinal strain of bacteria that only grows inside the guts of animals and people. And the source of the E. coli is basically animal, not vegetable. That's right. See, mainstream media is not reporting. They have no idea. They say, how does E. coli? They're focusing on killer cucumbers, basically. And as a source, that's what they're saying. But it's not. This is how it works. E. coli really came from the abuse of antibiotics in factory animal farms, because there, the animal farms are operated, cattle, pigs, chickens, whatever, bad, dirty conditions. So they're pumping these animals full of antibiotics to avoid the rapid spread of infection. So the constant dosing of the antibiotics creates a perfect breeding ground for superbugs in the guts of these animals. And then what do? They defecate. They drop billions of E. coli bacteria in their stool, and then they collect the refuse, the stool, and they use it as crop fertilizer. So the crops are grown in this stuff, and they get contaminated with animal fecal matter that contains antibiotic-induced superbug E. coli material. The veggies grown in the E. coli fertilizer get shipped to your supermarket, where people, if they don't wash it well enough, if they don't wash the vegetables properly, they'll get E. coli. So that's when people start dying. Basic cause and effect right there. E. coli superbugs are an antibiotics problem, not a vegetable problem. Get it straight. Last but not least in the Quack Report, chlorine, fluoride in your water, not good enough. Not enough chemicals to satisfy some of the nation's leaders. Other chemical poisons are going to be added to the nation's drinking water in the UK. But get ready, it's going to come across the pond over here. A recent report at the Daily newspaper there said the insane notion of adding lithium, which is a drug used to treat mental disorders, to put it in the drinking water, they say, will be beneficial for the masses in helping reduce suicide and violent crime. Okay, well, lithium, like fluoride, lithium alters the brain's normal production of serotonin and norepinephrine, which artificially alters the way the individual thinks. And you know what? We how we feel about a situation is going to be changed if you're consuming water laced with lithium. So lithium is literally a mind-altering antidepressant chemical substance, and it modifies your brain function. Lithium dampens your impulsivity and also reduces suicide. According to Dr. Alan Young, he's a psychiatry professor at the Imperial College in London, he said he's a big-time promoter of this lithium thing, by the way. He says, quote, when you change these resilient factors in the brain, you see other changes too. People are less timid and shy. And he also goes on to say that cities in America were easily swayed to accept genetically modified foods as the reason why the U.S. is going to be most likely a great candidate for early implementation of lithium-laced water. He wants to cultivate a more serene social order. I'll give him social order. I'll help him out. I'll help him see the light. And then I give him that drug to reverse the negative memory of me showing him how to be more serene in social order, the metrapinone. So then he won't remember that at all. What do you think? Everybody line up if you're for that, and we'll take care of it. No problem. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
I don't know about you, but these people are ticking me off. Ticking me off. Just leave us alone. Leave God's creation alone. Okay, well, let's move on. We're going to talk about there are no health saints out there. Right? Because most of us think we're fairly healthy, right? Yeah, we do. We try to eat right. We get some exercise in there. We keep our vices to a minimum, under control, right? Yeah. Every once in a while, though, even the most health-conscious individuals do some really dumb things. Like, you know, we indulge in the double chocolate mousse dessert, or we drink too much beer or wine, or we smoke a stogie or two. You know, most of us would fail to see the harm in such occasional behavior. Well, okay, free will is what it is. All these things, you know, we tend to be exposed to toxins. You know, we do it to ourselves. A lot of it is we volunteer for it. You know that old saying, you made your bed, lie in it. That's oh so true. So what about the toxins that we don't have a choice in being exposed to? You know, for instance, the air pollution, the radiation exposure all around us, you know. However, you know what this you know what this means? It doesn't mean that we can't minimize the toxic assault and reverse some of the damage as much as possible. So whether we volunteer for it or not, okay? We get some daily exposure, and we're probably not attuned or as aware of some of the things that we are exposed to on a daily basis. We expose our bodies to toxins every day with consumer choices. Now, for example, if you brush your teeth, I know you do, you're using some of that toothpaste, or maybe you're swishing your mouth with some mouthwash, you know, all that can be quite toxic. And long-term accumulative use of those types of products do contain poisons, and such as sodium lauryl sulfate, and of course the fluoride, and that can expose you to some neurological and immune system risks long term. Now we try to do the right thing out there, and we try to drink more water, you know, but instead, you know, we pollute our system with additives that are put in the water, like methyl terbutin ether, or MTBE, or if, you know, this Quackpot Young, who I don't care if he is a professor, he wants to put lithium in your water. So, you know what, the Environmental Working Group published a report in 2005, and you know what they found in tap water in 42 states? It was teeming with dangerous and illegal contaminants. They identified 145 toxins, and 52 were known carcinogens. 41 were reproductive toxins. 36 were developmental toxins, and 16 were toxic enough to damage the human immune system. So, you know, try to drink some clean, filtered water instead, okay? And try, you know, you try to eat better. I know you do. And you may add some more fruit to your diet, you know. Unless it was really organically grown, you just ingested poison that was called atrazine. They spray that on the crops, make them look pretty, you know. Now, getting more vitamin D also, you know, you're out there getting a little more sunshine, which is a good thing. And but, you know, you're also going to protect yourself from sunburn. So you're going to apply that sunscreen, which tends to contain benzophenins, and they offer cancer risk. Yep. And the ladies out there, they want to look really attractive, so they're going to apply some daily makeup, only to discover down the road that the makeup really causes wrinkles because of a chemical preservative in the makeup that is a paraben. Parabens are, there's a whole slew of them. We'll go over them in a minute, but they cause wrinkles. Now, if you trust in the state-sponsored allopathic medicine and follow your doctor's order, well, you're probably going to trash your liver if you're on a lifelong drug. Now, you think you are exercising some really good hygiene, you're eating right, you're being a good patient, and basically you wind up with too many toxins in your system. So even newborn babies can't escape the mass contamination that we, for the most part, volunteer for. Within 24 hours, most infants that are born in the hospital are injected with vaccines, treated with pharmaceutical eye drops, and are fed baby formula. Hospitals actually have tested newborn babies for toxins, and they found them to test positive for over 200 industrial toxins. I mean, the thing was just born. Maybe mommy was, congested with toxins. What do you think? Well, let's talk about some of the most dangerous products and that you could be exposing yourself to. It's very difficult, really, to identify many of the toxins that we come in contact every day, because some of the most dangerous toxins are odorless, tasteless, and a lot of them are delivered in packages that are labeled safe and healthy for us, otherwise known as a pharmaceutical drug, right? Now, many of these toxins are in your home right this minute. So, take, for instance, you may have some sundry items like lotion and soap. And these products contain triclosan, which are in more than 140 products, regardless of it being a cumulative poison. That's what it is. A triclosan is an accumulative poison, so over time, you're going to poison yourself with it. 30 years ago, triclosan was approved as a safe and effective antibiotic. That's what the chemical and pharmaceutical and FDA thought it was. They thought it was. Now, researchers at the University of California actually discovered that when this particular toxin is ingested or even applied to the skin and is allowed to absorb into the skin, it goes right into the bloodstream and it disrupts your sex hormones, it affects your thyroid, and it gives you liver tumors. And researchers said that the accumulative effect of the triclosan causes obesity, infertility, cancer, and premature aging. And in a random sample, 75% of the people tested positive for this triclosan. And this was a CDC study. So you can avoid triclosan by using organic products that contain some natural ingredients. Now, let's take a look at your shampoo now. Moisturizers and shaving gel, your personal lubricants, toothpaste and spray tanning solutions, these all are going to contain what are known as antifungal agents and preservatives called parabens, okay? And if you read your product ingredient labels, you're going to be able to spot these toxins by these names. I'm going to read some of them to you. Methylparaben, ethylparaben, propylparaben, and, you know, try to say that three times fast, and butylparaben. So you think that there probably isn't enough of this chemical in a little squirt of your toothpaste or your lotion to even to worry about, but research has shown that even in small amounts, one part per trillion of these parabens actually shift the human metabolism and make significant changes in your brain function and structure. So a real good example is that our young girls that are entering puberty prematurely at earlier and earlier ages. And in regards to the adults, though, under these chemical assaults, you know what? We just get older faster. That's it. And so all those anti-wrinkle creams, guess what? They have parabens in them, and they can even mimic estrogen-like hormones and increase the risk of breast cancer. So read your labels, folks. Try to go as natural as you can. And you know what? Our bodies are pretty resilient. They take a big hit with a lot of these toxins. And if there were an organ out there in the human body that deserves to serve us a tax penalty on toxins, it would be the liver. The liver deserves a little compensation there, because every toxin we come in contact with ends up in that liver. So your liver is responsible for you having a good time at the 4th of July celebration via your wine cooler buzz without you getting deathly sick. So how does your liver do that? Well, after you experience the euphoric effect of your alcohol, it ends up in the liver to be detoxified by the liver enzymes, which turn that alcohol into carbon dioxide and water. Now, if you don't overdo the alcohol consumption, your liver enzymes actually nullify the hangover symptoms. So your liver protects you from severe headache and developing cancer when you consume alcohol. And if the comic book industry is going to publish a new superhero, you know what? I'm going to nominate the human liver, complete with mask and cape, of course. Because your liver is almost superhuman when it comes to protecting you from toxins. So the liver has many tricks up its sleeve. And before toxins know it, you know what? They've been zapped with a river of liver enzymes, and they've been sent a packing to see the tidy bowl man. However, you will want to reduce the toxic risk to your liver as much as you can to preserve your liver's ability to protect you. For instance, if you routinely drink too much, get less than 8 hours of sleep each night, and take cardiovascular drugs like your cholesterol-lowering or blood pressure medicines, you will inundate your liver with toxins and rob it of the regeneration phase with that lack of sleep. And most prescription medications warn patients that when taking that drug, they should have routine liver tests done to check the liver enzymes. But the problem with that is when there is liver enzyme spillover into the bloodstream, the liver function is already compromised, and it can be just a hair's breadth from a total shutdown. So when you bleed a river of liver enzymes into the bloodstream, it becomes when you kind of have a vacuum of liver enzymes right out of the liver gets really hard. It becomes cirrhosis. It gets, you know, hard. It's not soft and squishy and pliable. It becomes a hard organ, almost petrified. So, and this is one of the leading causes of death in America. So if you're going to suck the enzymes right out of your liver, you're going to be toast. So you'll know if this is the case because you're going to feel pretty awful. And if the liver is sick, it exposes you to other diseases like diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and cancer. And aside from neutralizing toxins, you know what? Your liver also helps boost your immune system function, produces proteins to help with blood clots, manufactures bile to absorb fats and vitamins, and helps the pancreas regulate blood sugars. So you may be able to survive a few days without food and water, but you know what? You can't survive one day without your liver. And according to health experts, both natural and allopathic, you can achieve liver failure with enzyme spillage by taking prescription heart drugs like your cholesterol statin drugs. You want to die? There you go. Well, let's go in peace. You know, I know there aren't any real health saints out there, but we're going to plug on and we're going to do the best we can. We're going to do this and go in peace because none of us is perfect, especially when it comes to health. And we can make up for our mistakes and shortcomings by adjusting our lifestyle and cleansing away the toxins from our bad habits and from prescription medications. We can do those things. You probably didn't know you can, but you can. Most pharmaceutical drugs have less than 100 years of testing. So, you know, I prefer to use God's medicines with over 1,000 years of testing. Take their milk thistle, for instance, used for more than 2,000 years for hepatitis, chronic liver diseases, jaundice, gallstones, and much more, with great success. And it wasn't until 1949 that scientists discovered milk thistle's ability to help the liver neutralize toxins and regenerate the liver tissue. And in 1969, milk thistle was scientifically acknowledged as a therapeutic agent to fight against toxic exposure. Now, to the liver, it really doesn't matter what the toxin is, environmental, pharmaceutical, industrial, or poisons, animal or otherwise. The Mayo Clinic and the European countries use milk thistle for cirrhosis, and they used it in a 5-year study, and they saved many lives. So how does milk thistle do that? Well, the active nutrient in the milk thistle is called silymarin, and it binds to the liver cell membrane, and it forms this protective coating. And this coating prevents foreign molecules from hurting the liver while keeping essential nutrition inside the liver. So milk thistle is also a powerful antioxidant, and it protects the liver from oxygen shock. This God-given herb also helps the liver to cleanse itself and remove more toxins to preserve the organ and to help keep it clean. So if you want more information on organ cleansing and immune boosting and to order some straight-up certified organic cold-pressed professional strength milk thistle tincture, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll help you out. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. They have a brand-new international number, 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. Or you can go online to their website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And by the way, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will be taking a few days off in June. So orders placed after the 9th of June are going to ship out a week later on the 16th. So if you're needing some things, mind the time. We're going to take a break. More health news on the other side.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Another runner in the night, blinded by the
back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about getting some really super-duper nutrition into the system quickly, reserving the body's energy, and just feeling fabulous. We're going to talk about what I call liquid fuel, okay? Now, I'm not talking about petrol, gasoline, ethanol. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about juicing. And I've talked about juicing before. Some people call it juice flushing or juice fasting, whichever you want to call it. But now, I'm going to show you right now how powerful juicing is. And I like to use combinations and therapies together to work on the human system and help the body get over a problem and rebalance and be successful in overcoming a problem. So you'll want to remember that when you are fighting, let's say, a persistent health condition, a good strategy is to think about energy conservation for the body. In other words, you want to be selective on what the body is using energy for. So you'll want to route as much energy as possible to the healing process, and guess what? Juicing will help you accomplish this. So why do we do juicing? Well, there are several reasons people do a juicing, juice fast, juice flush. Most do it to lose weight or to detoxify the system, and you will accomplish both. Plus, you're also going to reserve a lot of energy the system normally uses when it digests solid foods, okay? So when should and when should you not juice? Well, there are times when any kind of juicing, fast or cleansing may not be recommended. For instance, if you're pregnant or nursing, if you've just undergone surgery, if you have an eating disorder and you're anemic. If you are anemic, you can add to your normal diet some raw beetroot juice with no fiber in it. That'll help build up the blood system in about 24 hours. Now, if you're diabetic, you'll need to avoid citrus juices and some vegetables like carrot, which contain some natural sugars. Now, I've seen people with serious health conditions improve and get healthy using natural therapies and juicing. And if you have a chronic disease, you should use some caution with any treatments or therapies. Monitor your vital signs more closely. Work with an experienced naturopath or licensed allopathic physician, if you will, that's, you know, more in tune to the combination of natural therapies. There are a lot of doctors out there that are a little bit more open-minded, and I give them kudos for that. So what does juicing do? Well, when you juice and you just have a gallon of raw vegetable and citrus juice a day, we're going to show you what it does. It's going to fill the system with nutrition while it empties you of waste material, okay? So it's a good way to lighten the burden on the system, and it's able to dump more toxins. So the juice provides your body with what herbalists call enzyme therapy. This is ironic that people line up at the drugstores and vitamin shops and they buy bottles of overpriced enzyme pills, but actually enzymes are already in your fresh, unprocessed foods, your juices especially. So heat destroys your enzymes, so you're going to need to make your own juices if you really want the nutritional benefits of this therapy. Therefore, you know, cooked foods contain no enzymes. And in addition, your liver and your pancreas have to produce digestive enzymes in order for you to digest the solid food. So the body uses a lot of energy to make those digestive enzymes in order to process cooked, enzyme-free solid food. So when the body is dealing with digestion of solids, it is limited. It has limited amounts of energy for other functions. So when you juice fast, for instance, you're going to provide the body with enzymes, live enzyme food. It saves the body energy, and you give your digestive process and your liver and pancreas a little vacation, and the body can then reroute energy to the healing process. Well, let's talk about Americans. It has an enzyme-free diet, basically. Most Americans pretty much eat a bunch of garbage. Everything is cooked and devoid of live enzymes. Think about how unnatural it is to destroy all live enzymes in your fruits and your vegetables through cooking or processing, and then to dump a bunch of enzyme pills down your throat. Hello? So if you want to live to be 100, let's say, you want to have unassisted mobility, and you want to still have your mental faculties about you, you know, grow a garden and do some juicing periodically. You know, do yourself a favor there. Here's some other benefits real quickly. Some other benefits to juice fasting are that you're going to help yourself purge fats and cholesterol from the blood that you don't need. It is a natural way to thin the blood. When you do that, guess what else happens? Well, the defatted blood is able to get to the sick areas of the body because it is improved circulation. So with improved circulation, then the small capillaries are able to be cleansed as well. Your hormonal system will also benefit with juice fasting. The juices provide chemicals and enzymes that the body utilizes to balance your hormones. And you can, if you're sick, and if the body does not produce enough insulin, a thyroid hormone, immunoglobulin, interferon, immune system, estrogen, hormones, progesterone, testosterone, all these chemicals are pretty much built from nutrition on live enzymes, and juicing will provide this nutrition. Therefore, this one thing, just juicing, is going to help your body to rebalance the metabolism, the hormones, the endocrine system, the thyroid, the pancreas, and the reproductive system. Oh, and you're also going to save enough energy physically that you're going to get more work done, just like Jack LaLanne, you know, does that a lot. He really does. Let's look at some juicing facts and myths. Many people believe that when you juice fast, you will not have enough energy to function during the day. You know, they just have these connotations in their head that, you know, they can't miss work or school, and it'll just be a waste of time. Well, the opposite is really true. And most are really amazed to find out that they're not only do they have enough energy to do their normal routine, work, school, whatever, they also have more focus because it clears their mind. People often report that they experience a change in their sense of smell and taste also when they're juice fasting. Others say their vision improves. Now, the Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians, they wrote about the mental clarity when they fasted. And some of the great scientific minds in history would stop eating when they wanted to find the answer to a problem because it enhanced mental clarity. Now, one of my herbal professors once said that Americans pretty much drunk on food and overeating makes them dull. Scientifically, that is correct, because when you eat a big meal, the blood does not go to the brain but to the digestive tract. And fasting with juicing and water is going to offer the body and mind the physical and emotional cleanse it's starving for. So how long should you fast? Well, you can fast a couple of days or even 5 days if you want. If you do a 5-day fast, the first 2 days, you may want to eat some light fruits and salads. And then 2 days, just, you know, do your juicing and finish off the fast with 1 day of fruits and salads again. So eating big meals won't make you stronger, but will make you feel more tired. And fast food meals are loaded with lots of fats, and they're over 1,000 calories, and that slows you down, makes you sleepy. The human body is an amazing thing, and it can go months without food as long as it gets nutrients. So solid food's not so much the priority, it's the nutrition. And by the way, if you plan to juice, you may feel a bit cooler. So the calories in solid food produce heat for the body, so you can layer on some clothing to compensate if you like. A little natural sweetener that won't displace blood sugar like your stevia can also help with that. And if you're doing a 5-day fast or longer, you may experience energy lows, but they pass quickly within about 10 minutes. So this is pretty common because the body is used to the solid food for the fuel and is now on a liquid fuel. So what should you do if you get a hunger pain or two? Well, you can ignore it, and this too is going to pass, or you can chew on some fennel seeds to get rid of the hunger pains. Another option is to use single-cell plant proteins like chlorella and spirulina in your juice, and these plant proteins are pretty much water-soluble. They don't require digestion, but they do provide more energy, and they help squelch those hunger pains. The other tip you will need to know is that you're going to need to consume a minimum of 1 gallon of your juice per day while you're on the juice fasting for the nutrition. Now, you should also alternate your citrus and vegetable juice so you don't get your pH off. And if blood sugar is an issue, you will want to use produce with less sugar content and add more distilled water to the juice to further dilute any natural sugar. And if your skin tends to get a little dry when you're doing your juice fasting, you want to decrease or avoid orange juice, which tends to be drying to the skin. Now, if you want to flush the kidneys a bit more while you're on your fast, your juicing, you can add some watermelon. Watermelon fruit, juice, even the seeds and the white part of the rind, full of minerals, and they have a diuretic and disinfecting property to them. So juicing also radishes will help cleanse the liver, and juicing cabbage will soothe the digestive tract. So, you know, I like to add some single cell plant proteins when I do my juicings, or if you're doing smoothies, you can add it to that. So don't miss, you won't miss the solid food so much, and you won't feel so hungry. Use those single cell plant proteins, spirulina, chlorella. You'll find those in the Body Foundation food mix at Apothecary Herbs. You just stir it into your juice, and you're done. And you'll have so much zip, zoom, vigor, you won't know what to do with yourself. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. A month's supply is under $40. And the toll-free number for that is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And the new international number, 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. And you know what? That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And again, as a reminder, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will be taking a few days off in June. So order your products before the 9th of June to get them in a timely manner. Or if you wait, they'll ship out a week later on the 16th. Okay. You can still order online and by phone. So while they're away, the order center will be open, but products will not ship out until the 16th. Okay, well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about diabetes, high blood pressure. This is a big one for America because it's one of the major, major health complaints of the Obama administration, regardless of Obama. What if there was a natural food that could save your health from diabetes and heart disease? Would your doctor tell you about it, do you think? A food? Probably not. And you know the reason why. The obvious reason. There's no money in selling healthy foods to you. Medical science knows that when we consume healthy foods, we get healthy. Therefore, we need lithium in our water. Ugh, goodness. Therefore, the masses must have access to foods that encourage heart disease, according to them, diabetes, and a slew of other diseases to guarantee the need for disease management products and services, also known as your drugs and medical doctors. Now, some states are now taxing people if they consume foods medically determined to make them overweight, diabetic, or sick because of the medical care costs are so high. It's like, you know, a double whammy. Well, a whopping 44% of heart attacks are caused by poor blood pressure, which is responsible for about 3,000 heart attacks every day. About 4% of these cases have a diabetic complication. And the number one cause why we have chronic heart disease pretty much is the lack of good nutrition. More than 5 million Americans are not eating well, and they invest in heart drugs to control their high blood pressure, their cholesterol, congestive heart failure, the heart arrhythmia even. So drug companies sell more heart drugs than any other medication. And, you know, ask if, as a nation, can we really tolerate a plan like this for the government-owned health care, which will give authority to people you and your doctor really don't know who can actually deny that treatment or access to the drug at some point that you have become dependent on to survive. I mean, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you turn turn this kind of life, live or die situation, this control over to a government. I certainly am not going to do that. Now, I hazard to guess that life insurance companies are going to actually change the way they insure people if the government can deny medical care. Think about it. You know? Let's look at the diabetes, the new diabetes, because in 2006 we talked about over 4 million Americans are suffering with diabetes, and these numbers continually go up every day. Over 200,000 heart patients also have diabetic complication, and the medical gurus have announced there's a new type of diabetes that they're calling diabetes 3. And just when you thought two types of diabetes weren't enough, here comes number 3. And according to the new studies, tens of thousands of Canadians are suffering from this new diabetes number 3. Medical science has linked it to Alzheimer's disease. The study appeared in the November issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, reporting that the levels of insulin receptors scientifically diminish in the brain of early on Alzheimer's patients and continue in a free fall as the disease progresses. And the study claims that the insulin also disappears suddenly with the onset of the Alzheimer's, and they now believe Alzheimer's is really a type of diabetes. Yeah, in the study, they autopsied 45 human brains, some normal, some from advanced stage Alzheimer's patients, and guess what they found? They said the brains of the Alzheimer's patients were, there was 80% loss of insulin receptors. Hmm. Well, I don't know about you, but I like to, you know, when I do things, if I can get two things done at once, I like that two birds, one stone approach. So, you know, heart disease and diabetes pretty much running amok. They're running amok in the medical community, despite all the research studies, the fundraisers, the drugs, the surgery. And speaking of studies, there are over 60 studies and reports done by U.S. medical universities, drug companies, and foreign countries that there is indeed a natural food that scientifically reduces diabetes and hypertension, the high blood pressure. The mystery food is really garlic. Yeah. Now, you have access to this right now. You don't need a prescription or anyone's permission to use this God-given food. Let's talk about some of the garlic studies, because a recent study that was published in the Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine journal showed that garlic restores antioxidants and reduces free radical damage involved in the vascular area. So that would affect your diabetes and high blood pressure right there. In this study, they took rats, fed them diets that induced diabetes and hypertension, and then they fed them garlic 500 milligrams a day for 3 weeks. Guess what the results were? The results were that the blood antioxidant levels significantly rose in the rats with the diabetes and those with hypertension. And in the rats with the diabetes, the increase in antioxidant serum levels paralleled a decrease in glucose serum. So in the rats with hypertension, the systolic blood pressure was lowered. And the Department of Biological Science at Kuwait University also did a study with garlic, and they also determined that it's the allicin in the garlic that had a definite power over serum lipids and lowered blood pressure and cholesterol and controlled those things right there for you. Easy. The study reported that the garlic had a direct impact on serum cholesterol, triglycerides, glucose, protein, systolic blood pressure. The researchers concluded garlic may have a beneficial effect on the risk factors associated with arterial sclerosis and hypertension and diabetes. The study also noted that when using fresh garlic, it was effective at reducing the formation of platelets. Another study by the Department of Epidemiology, Healthcare Research at the University of Limburg, Netherlands, they found that the claims of garlic reducing cardiovascular risks were confirmed. When you actually use, get this, folks, fresh garlic in large doses. So it's not powdered dried. Okay, remember when we cook something, we change the enzymes. So fresh garlic in large doses. They also concluded that garlic may be beneficial in regards to aging and cancer due to garlic's ability to offer more antioxidants. And this is why 1/10 of the medical literature states that garlic thins blood, lowers blood pressure, and blood sugar. There you go. So, you know, I like to pair things up because I know a couple of herbs that when you use them together are very effective, a dynamic duo, if you will. If you have cardiovascular disease and diabetes, let's pair up. If you pair garlic with your white cedar berries, also known as Juniper monosperna, you have pretty much a really good combo. As stated in the medical studies, you will need to use significant amounts of these herbs. In other words, a little garlic bread with your dinner isn't going to cut it. To give you an idea of the amount of garlic you're going to need to make a difference, you're going to have the equivalent of 3 to 4 large cloves of fresh garlic every day. For persistent diabetes, you're going to need to double this to 6 to 8 cloves a day. And when you use garlic this way, you will increase your own insulin production by stimulating the pancreas, which directly lowers the blood sugar and gets you off your artificial insulin. Now, the juniper berries are the icing on the cake, if you will, and they can help manage the blood sugar levels in the blood. Use hawthorn berries and your habanero cayenne to strengthen the heart muscle and balance the blood pressure from head to foot. You can look for diabetic formula with your juniper berries, all-in-one formula with your fresh garlic, your heart and cholesterol formula also there with your hawthorn, garlic, motherwort for arrhythmia. You've got tools at your disposal. You can use them. Apothecary herbs will help you. And you can even improve your circulation with that cayenne. This is helpful for blood pressure, but also does wonders for diabetes. You know, you got to get that circulation to the small capillaries in the extremities. So when you improve your circulation, you're going to improve communication between your endocrine organs, like your pancreas. And when the blood is too thick, it slows down the communication. And this is especially detrimental to females who depend on their endocrine system to produce their hormones. So if you're female with diabetes and hypertension, I personally would use cayenne and use some Dong Quai root, the female herbs, 6 of them, to balance the endocrine system. So there's female formulas, there's circulation formulas, there's heart formulas, there's single-cell plant protein, all there. And also, of course, your organ cleanses, definitely, definitely. All there at Apothecary Herbs. You can see they have cleanses individually or in package deals. Definitely check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you can call them toll-free for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And they have a brand new international number of 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. Hey, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Tweak that lifestyle. Use some herbs if you need some help, something simple, easy, compact, with instructions. Apothecary Herbs can help you out there and hold your hand a little bit. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call and see how powerful you can be. As a heads up, a reminder, folks at Apothecary Herbs, taking some time off in June, so place your orders prior to the 9th of June, and they'll go out that week. If it's after the 9th, they won't ship until the 16th. Just FYI. Also coming up, we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley on the 21st of June this month, and on the 14th of June, Pastor Ernie Sanders is going to fill in for me right here on Herb Talk. So do tune in for that. And he's going to enlighten you with some spiritual power. Yes, yes. Bring you closer to the Lord. I know he will. And let me know how it goes, you know. I love the feedback that I get when he's hosting for me. You guys seem to love him. I'm out of time, but don't go anywhere. Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure a disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.